10-4 IQ mobile. 6-1.
4 CBA mobile. How are you today?
Hi, Dave. Let me turn this radio down, and we had a double in there. Somebody else was in there with you. Well, the good Lord gave us a bright, sunny day, so I can't really complain, except it's colder than a well digger's patootie out there with that wind. Dave, you take it and pass it over to the other station that we don't know who is yet. This is N0TR. The name's Tom.
Ready? Well, I'm just jumped in the car and headed to pick up some prescriptions, and so that's what I'm up to. And I think I should have wore my windbreaker, but anyway, I've got on a sweater, so that'll help. And the other station, go ahead. This is KB4CBA.
KA, N0TR. KN4VWA. And Tom, how is it that you know how cold a well digger's patootie is?
I'm from Kansas. Did that answer that? Good morning, Steve. Well, I'll have to tell you that Dave's signal beat you out, by golly. I'm surprised at that. Oh, and I worked that VP8 on 20 yesterday. Bill, N4IQ's got him on 3-4 bands. And he's got a new antenna that's really interesting. It looks rather complex. Not many people would build it. But he sent me a picture of it last night. I've never seen anything like it. He said it's got a low angle of radiation. And I can't remember what you called it. Never heard of it. But he's been working on it about 2 weeks, and that car just come around the curve in my lane. That wasn't nice. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, well, who was this that new antenna up?
Bill, N4IQ.
Bill. Well, let's see. I'm going down in a hole here, so go ahead and pick it up, Steve.
KN4VWA. I've just been going over to N3FJP and spotting wherever they are, and so far there hadn't been but one band that I haven't picked them up on, Tom. Matter of fact, I've got them on sideband once or twice, you know, whenever they have been on sideband, but that's been in extra frequency territory, so I couldn't go and try to hit them. But yeah, they're all over the place. I've managed to hit them on everything that they've been on that's listed on the NJ or N3FJP so far. So that rotatable dipole is working good for me.
Roger. Well, what time of day in particular you've been hearing? Now, I know you said on the gray line. Bill got his yesterday evening. I thought yesterday evening was kind of poor, but at 5:30, our power went off, Steve, and the Generac come on. It does not generate any noise that I can see, but possibly had something to do with it. I don't know, but I've checked it before, and it's within about a half cycle, being right on the beanie, frequency-wise. And oh, thank God it was there. It didn't come back on until about a quarter to 11, huh? You know, a quarter to 10, Bernice says. 9:45. That's about when they estimated it first. They come back with an estimate that said won't be on to 11:30, but they beat that estimate. But it would have been a little bit chilly in that house had we not had that Generac. So thank God for that, and one of my best friends for that, who helped me decide on it and get it. Anyways, Steve, go ahead. This is in Gerald Tion.
Picking them up early in the morning, like around 6 or 7 a.m., and then I've been getting them probably around 6 to 7:30 in the evening.
Yeah, I'm getting lazy about getting up all morning. I got to get out of that habit. I get up about 7:15, along that area, 7:30. And sometimes I get up before that, but I'm too lazy to go down in the basement. I got to have a cup of coffee and two oldies sandwich cookies. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, my grandson's been getting me up about 7 o'clock or so. When he starts running around the house screaming, damn much sleeping to be had. So anyway, but they're moving out this weekend, so I guess I'll be helping them Saturday afternoon.
Well, it's good and it's bad. It's like anything else. After about 3 days, I'm saturated. I'm ready to go back to normal standard routines when we have guests at Christmas and such. But we love them to be there, of course. And I noticed it was a 7-degree wind chill index in Bloomington, West Bloomington, Michigan, this morning. And it was, I think, what was the temp this morning here, Bruce? About 34 or something like that. It was cold. I had a visitor last night to my chicken pen, Steve, and he had a long tail that didn't have any hair on it, and his eyes glowed in the dark. Go ahead, Steve.
I've tried to keep my next-door neighbor from getting out and doing that kind of stuff, but I tell you what, that's got to be him.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, he went to that possum heaven in the sky last night.
It was awful quiet around our neighborhood this morning. You did get him. How about that?
Yeah, at 11:15. Varmints get near the chicken pen, and they have a short lifespan. Anyways, I'll have to look later today and see if I hear any of those guys on voice. I haven't tried it at all. I wanted to get them on 40 and 80 last night, but they just had a poor signal, and my arm is in such shape that if I hold my finger up there on the split set button and try to find where the split's at, by the time I go to bed, and I don't have to hardly lift it at all, but by the time I go to bed, I can't even sleep on that arm, so I don't know what I'm going to do with that. Cut it off, I guess, but we hope not. Anyways, it's been fun, because there hasn't been anything on in so long. It's nice to hear some. Now, there's a guy in Africa that's been on a lot. I don't remember what bands or where he's at as far as relationship to the general is, Steve. But you might listen for him. He's at TU-5. And it's the Ivory Coast of Africa. He's been real good in there, real strong, good operator. Well, Dave, we're headed to our normal routine. We went and paid the water bill, and we just like to drive up there. It's just a few miles north. And then we're headed to Aldi's and across the street to Walmart and Taylor, if you're down that way. So, this is Gerald T.R. Mobile.
On to Aldi, but anyway, oh man. Well, I guess when you first threw your call out, I guess I was closer to you than Steve, because you were probably in the Taylor's area. When you threw your call out there. So I must have beat him. That's why I beat him out.
Nope, I was right up by my house. Go ahead, Steve.
W2T Mobile. Such a hot, fast hand there on that transmit button. He doesn't want to let anybody get in ahead of him. Hello, David. Hello, Tom. And hello to Steve again. On my way to the post office, and then errands and errands and errands.
Well, I apologize, Rusty, because that's a bad habit, and Steve's got it too. Dave is the only one that really follows the protocol well, and we'll put star on the wall for him. Go ahead, Steve. Dave, so pick it up.
Another phone call. So he's probably just listening. But anyway, I just, about 20, 30 minutes ago, I talked to a guy in Sweden on 20 meters, and that was kind of fun. We really couldn't have much of a cue, so he didn't have a good signal on me, and it took several tries for him to get my call right, but he finally did, and I just wanted to make the contact.
Well, you ought to try that VP8 when he comes up in the general bands. They usually do. Steve says they haven't, but that's pretty much the protocol, isn't it, Rusty? Every de-expedition I've ever seen, they work the extras first and move up to the generals. Over.
Well, that's usually what I've experienced along the way. So they'll move out into the, if they're not in the extra band, in the general band already, they'll move out into there. Of course, they move into the CW general part of there are no general part or extra part of the CW band. It's just all CW. And that's where I've been trying to work them, so catch them there. Anyway, and all, like I said, I'm running out, got to go to the post office, and then run by Wally World, and then I'm going to go to, I think I might go to the Italian place and have lunch today. I've got a coupon there for them, so I might go there for lunch, and all. But that's what I'm off to. Where are you and Bernice off to today, Tom?
It's in Gerald TR Mobile. And you was fast on the trigger then, Rusty. We all do it. I can't break the habit, but I should. I preach it and then I'm at fault. Anyways, the normal places. Bernice just went into Aldi's, but I got to go in there and help her because we got to get water. Neither one of us can lift those anymore by ourselves, and not over maybe a foot or two. And you got to get ready for that coronavirus, and stock up on your mask consumables, Rusty. Panic, panic, panic. Boy, it don't sound good. I'm just kidding about the water, but it surely does worry everybody. And I don't think there's any containment to it. Hopefully, President Trump will get these guys on the ball down there at the CDC and get us a vaccine made, but I don't know. Any of the flu vaccines, none of them have ever been perfect by any means, and that's very similar to what this crap or stuff is. And at any rate, we'll hope they do. There's been over 2,172 died from it, and 80-some thousand cases I read this morning. And it's spreading all over the globe, 38 countries. Anyways, I need to run in there, guys, so I'll sign for now and let you have it and hope I'll catch you in a little while. We got to go across the street to Walmart, though. Pick it up, Dave, KP4CBA and 0TR. 73's, guys.
73's there, Tom. And don't spend too much. Yeah, I heard on the news last night that we've had 60 deaths from that virus in the United States. I tell you, it is kind of scary,
Jim Bernice have a good day. And I'll end up at Wally World a little bit myself. So David, you still taking care of the grandson, or is he gone on his way and you're back to doing other things?
Still living at the house, him and his mom were there when I left, but they're moving out Saturday.
He's back with us. Yeah, well, that's good. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, 53 cases, no deaths.
Again.
In the United States, there are 53 cases, all on the West Coast, and no deaths.
Well, you're partly right, Steve. There's one in Illinois, there's one in California, there's one in one of us in Texas, I think. But you're absolutely right on the number of deaths, thank God for that. And I'm out of here. In Gerald Chill.
A minute ago. Oh, me. Well, maybe I just miss, misheard or how misinterpreted the information that I was hearing on the news last night.
Hey, guys, I got to run to the post office, WUTT.
Steve, yeah, I tell you, I really envy you with that antenna, being able to turn it. That's the only thing I can't do with mine.
But it sure has paid off for me. That thing I picked up all kinds of crazy stuff, including a Russian he might have been Russian. He said he was Russian in Croatia.
Well, I talked to a guy in St. Petersburg, Russia, but it's been a while back, and I'd have to go and look at the log to tell you what band it was on.
That thing has really, really been handy. But I'll tell you something else too. That inverted V has done very well because I can talk within the state. As a matter of fact, I talked to a guy that was just down the road from me on Highway 14, about 8 miles away. I couldn't believe it. It was great.
T-Mobile again. Four things to drop in the mailbox going out. And I opened my mailbox, and there were two more QSL cards coming in. So, I mean, and none of it had any money in it. So, what can I say? You don't hang around long when there's no money involved. But now I got to go up to the other side of town, head towards where I'm going to grab lunch and at Olive Garden, and then hit Wally World before I head back to the house. Go ahead, Steve.
Not for a minute. I got to pick up some prescriptions. KB4 CPA.
We'll catch you in a few. I'll be on the road for about 5 minutes or so. You still there, Steve, or are you back on the phone again? Okay, Steve, you still there? Phone again. W2T Mobile.
Or CBA Mobile.